Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
The next thing you know, we're doing a whole, like, I'll wash your back, and then you're going to wash the partner's back. She's going to wash
the other one's back.
We're all washing, we're combing each other's hair. I'm like getting, I don't even know what is going on here.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom.
Woohoo!
I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
My mother is a sex expert, a cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
My son, he's a stand-up comic, a mime, and a Buddhist clown.
We chat about sex twice a week.
Why do we do it, son?
We do it because it's not talked about enough. It gets awkward sometimes, and we think it's funny.
I think that you said it in a nutshell there.
We have shows on Mondays and Thursdays. On Thursdays, we have a guest on the show. And on Mondays, it's just us and you answering your lovely questions and comments, weird-ass texts. We love it.
Dick pics. No, don't do it.
We call this the Monday Morning After Show. That's MAS for short. And we got a lot to catch up on.
But we have a lot of funny stories to tell as well.
Yes. Before we jump in, I want to do a quick shout out. Thank you guys so much for leaving us your wonderful iTunes reviews. We got some really dope ones recently. I want to read one.
And we thank you so much because when you give us an iTunes review, not only does it make us feel validated, like a little pat on the back, but it helps people find us.
It's absolutely correct.
So if you share it.
And it helps us get really cool guests on the show because they're
exactly.
Like, what? These people have 400 reviews? Hell yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
do we have 400 reviews?
Almost.
Cool.
So this one says, Karen and Cam are the best 5 stars by TCIP Dog. Move over Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy, and Cheech and Chong. This comedic duo is here to teach us about sex and have a good time while doing it. I grew up in the Midwest where there was plenty of Catholic guilt to go around. So Karen and Cam are doing the Lord's work, freeing me from the Lord's shame. So I'm sending you a big thank you for slowly but surely making me a healthier sexual being. Smiley face. P.S. They're so great on the podcast that I almost feel like I'm friends with them in real life. ? Love you both.
That's the feeling we wanted to have.
That is from a friend of our show, a friend of the show who might be going by an alias. So we're going to keep him as an alias, but you are a friend in real life. And thank you very much for sending us this wonderful message.
Oh,
yeah.
I do feel like I have made some incredible friends through this podcast.
Yes. Yes.
As evidenced by last night.
Last night, we had an incredible time at the Hollywood Improv.
We were live again.
With the I'm Sorry Dad podcast.
Which was so cool because we had I'm Sorry Dad and Sex Talk with My Mom. Mom, Dad, get it? Yeah.
Yeah. We chatted with comedians Ry Doon and Brandon Calvillo. Ry Doon came on our podcast a while back.
And we were on their podcast a while back too.
And so we came together in a wonderful bonanza last night. What?
Making me nervous with the chair.
What? I can't.
The chair keeps going up in the air.
Mom,
I got
you don't think that? It's a massive chair. I can do this.
All right. Well, I'm getting a little nervous. Anyway, does this sound better to you, listeners? If it does, please, yes, text Mom and let us know because I got a new carpet. Well, it's actually a used carpet from someone in my building, but it seems to absorb the sound well in the room that we were in because it was echoing.
That we are in. Can we get back on track?
Yeah, sure.
You get all distracted. You start talking about the chair, the carpet. What's going
on over
here?
Well, if you would sit like a human being, I wouldn't have to worry.
I'm sitting like a human being.
The chair almost fell on your face.
No. First of all, the chair is very much underneath me. Okay. All right. We don't need to talk about the chair anymore.
Okay.
I wanted to say last night, that was such a fun show for us. Thank you to everyone who came out.
I was proud of you.
I was proud of you.
Oh, we were mutually proud.
Yeah. Honestly, it was a very fun... I think it was the most relaxed I've felt on stage in a very long time.
I think it has something to do with the fact that you drank a beer.
You might be right. I didn't even... I did take a nervous shit beforehand.
Yeah. Usually you go through this whole range of emotions and physical ailments.
Okay. So I will say, and earlier this week, we were on Sex with Emily on her serious show and soon to be podcast.
That was cool too. I love her.
And when I think when I'm at these very public forums, I get very nervous. And what happens is that my body, it's the same thing that happens during sex. Same thing.
You feel before sex, you want to take a dump?
I get nervous shits. And then I also, my whole body, especially the trunk, gets ice cold. But weirdly enough, I start sweating. So I'm freezing and shivering and sweating at once.
You have flu-like symptoms.
Flu-like symptoms.
Before every show, especially when we were on Megyn Kelly.
But this didn't happen last night, actually.
Awesome. It had something to do with the fact that you drank a beer.
Or I just was more comfortable. But mainly because it was a lot of our friends that were in the audience. So I knew it was going to be fine.
Why wouldn't it be? We always have friends in the audience.
In the past, though, I guess. I don't know. I just wasn't not as nervous. I think that was good. And I woke up in a shit mood that day, too. And I still was fine.
Yeah, you were a little cranky.
Thank you.
But I just remember on Megyn Kelly when I'm sitting there like looking and I had
trying to take a picture in the Roots room.
I'm getting in trouble for taking pictures in a studio
talking to Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel.
It was Jimmy Fallon.
Okay,
and what are you doing? Shitting.
I must have shat 8 times in that half hour span.
Every time I want, I'm like, Cam, I just talked to Jimmy Fallon. Where are you? You're in the toilet again. How many shits does he have to take? Even when they came to get me on the makeup, I go, wait, we got to wait. Cam's still in the bathroom.
Yeah. By the way, we have another place I was nervous was on Tosh.0 because who knows what the fuck this guy is going to.
Oh, we still don't know. It's going to be out tomorrow.
It comes out tomorrow on Comedy Central. I think it's at 9 Central. I don't know. It's one of those.
Well, you Tosh.0. We don't know how this is going to be edited, but it should be funny because we had a really fun time with him for about a couple hours.
Who knows? I mean, honestly, he could make us look like garbage.
It would be impossible.
No, it's very possible.
No.
It's very possible. He makes me look like a fucking freak boy, and you look like a horny mom.
Well, okay. You better not think this way because you'll start taking a shit right now.
I'm not going to shit right now.
Yes, text mom if you guys shit when you get nervous.
All right. I wanted to also say it's Mother's Day coming up. We got about a week. We're a week away. So if you guys haven't checked in about, you know, your plans, your gifts, your cards and shit, maybe you don't have a mother around, so in which case,
be your mother.
Give Karen Lee the love.
I'll be the mother. If you really want to give me a great Mother's Day present, join us on Patreon. Patreon is a great way to support us, especially Cam, because he likes to do things like eat.
Yeah, at the $25 level, by the way, we have very few people over the $5 level.
But no, over the $3 level.
Okay, so join us for whatever level you'd like. But if you're at $25, we will make a personalized message for you to give to whoever you'd like on Mother's Day. It could be your mother, could be your dog.
A video for you. And it doesn't have to be just by Mother's Day. It could be about Father's Day, or it could be about Groundhog's Day. It doesn't matter.
I actually would prefer if it's about Groundhog's Day.
Because you're thinking about your shit again?
No, I like that movie.
Oh.
All right.
I do like that movie too, with Bill Murray.
I think we need to just jump in here. Got a lot of texts this week. We can just, you want to talk about, and then we can do a little life updates?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Donald.
I got a good life update.
I know you do.
I got a great life.
As do I.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to give a little hint.
Okay.
My little hint is called Pillow Princess. What's your little hint?
What? That's not a hint.
You know what that is?
No.
Oh, good. What's your little hint? What's it going to be called?
I'm just going to do a little DM/dating update.
Okay. So we got some sex positions and we have some dating update positions.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, my. Let's go. Okay. All right. So this from Donald. Donald sent us a picture of our QR code sticker on a random poll and wrote at the bank. Thank you very much, Donald.
In what state?
I don't know what state Donald's from.
Donald is
but
one
he's
of our
plastering our
bean team.
Yeah, he is part of the Bean Team, and he is...
Maybe people don't know what the hell you're talking about with the sticker with the code. Why don't you explain it?
We made stickers with our QR codes on them so that you guys can vandalize whatever city
really
you're
cool
in.
But they're really cool, because it says, open your camera and point it at me, and it's like that there's
And it says Sex Talk With My Mom on it. It's pretty cute, and it gets the word out about us. Anyway,
it immediately goes right to our podcast.
Okay, who cares? All right, anyway, so... This we got Lisa chiming in here. She goes, okay, I know this that this potentially makes me sound a bit crazy, but I think I'm gonna have to quit going to sleep at night listening to y'all's podcast because it snuck into my dreams last night. Before I say this, I must preface it by saying I'm in a committed 10-year relationship and he was asleep next to me when this occurred. So the dream was I was getting it on with Cam and Karen walked in. I was mortified and Cam said it's not a big deal. She will be glad I'm getting laid.
That's accurate.
Ending with me throwing on my clothes trying to get out of there, but the house was huge and I couldn't find my way out. That being said, I guess I'll be listening to it in my car now. Thank you very much, Lisa.
You've snuck into women's dreams.
As have you.
What?
As have you.
What do you mean?
You walked in on us getting it on and you said it was fine.
It is fine.
All right.
But I mean, the funny part about it is that it sounded like it went on for a while.
That's the funny part? That's the fucking funny part?
Yes.
That this must be a dream because I would never last that long? Fuck off, Mom.
No, I don't
what
mean it that way.
What the hell?
It is a little funny, though.
I find it interesting that she thought it was a big house and she couldn't find her way out.
Oh.
That's pretty... What do you think that symbolizes? Big house, couldn't find a way out.
I don't know what's going on in her life, why she's fantasizing about having sex with you.
Well,
why,
I know exactly why.
Why?
Well, why wouldn't she? Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? You're getting a full head, you know that?
Full head. It's
you
a big
it.
Head.
You love it. A big head,
oh,
full
Lisa's
head.
Oh, Lisa's fantasizing about me.
Big smile on
no,
your
it's,
face.
It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, yeah. You're liking all this. It's going right to up
no,
there.
No, it's not good. Don't worry. Okay, the next text is, this one is just a simple line. It says, baby has poopy diaper.
Okay. Do you know?
You got any interpretation for that one?
I have no interpretation other than baby must have poopy diaper and maybe he needs to clean that baby's diaper. Maybe it's his. Maybe he's one of those weird diaper fetish guys that likes to walk around in a diaper.
I don't know what the fuck that text means, but you know, thanks for contributing to the show.
Yeah.
We got one that said, Cam, Karen Lee, I can't with you two. I can't with you two. Longtime listener, first time messenger. Y'all are really one of the biggest highlights of my week. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences with sex, life, motherhood, sonhood. Is that a word? Truly, you two make it feel like I'm just listening to two family members talk about life, and it brings me so much joy. Shabbat shalom to you both, and much love.
Ah, oh, a Jew.
A fellow Jew, and that's a very sweet message.
It is. Yeah. Well, that's our goal. We want you to feel like we're part of your family.
We want to cheer you up on a rainy day.
On a sunny day.
On a sunny day, we'd like to cheer you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, take a little Instagram video and tag us in it on your story or post, and we'll try to repost it, just showing us where you are while listening to this podcast.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting in trouble because they're listening to it in public places.
I love that.
And it's loud, and they're all of a sudden one of us will come up with some comment, and they're like, oh boy, I just got very embarrassed.
What is going on in your mind over there?
Seriously, that's what they've been writing to us, saying that
no
like
one said, oh boy. Well, I was I'm on just the train like, and you said something and then yeah. I said, oh boy.
I mean, seriously, I think that I did read that in one of the comments.
No one wrote that.
No?
Okay. No.
I'm extrapolating
yes.
what possibly could have happened when the windows were open in the car, for example.
Well, thank you very much to this wonderful DMer. Thank you very much for listening and sending the love back to us. All right. It's time for the life updates.
Well, let's start with last night. You know,
we already talked about last night.
We did?
Yes. It was a live show. Okay. We talked about it. What's
but
going
I,
on
I was going to talk about one part of it okay. after the live show.
Okay.
There was a little guy that walked up to us. And he just was saying, especially to I'm Sorry Dad podcast, how much that podcast meant to him. And that sometimes he gets depressed. He's like 2 or 3 times a month, I get really down. And when I listen to that, it makes me laugh. And it really changed my life. So I love hearing that kind of stuff, you know, about other podcasts and, you know, especially ones we collab with.
Yeah. All right. What I want to hear about your life update.
Oh, my life update. Okay. Well, let's just say that I had an experience with your and my friend, Nina Hartley.
Nina Hartley, for those who don't know, is the very famous, especially in the 70s and 80s, porn star, porn icon that came onto our show recently. Not so recently, a couple years ago. And we had an experience with her because she kind of offered me sex lessons. And then I didn't take her up on it. It was a very long story, drawn out, probably over way too many episodes. And but now my mom is best friends with her. And they get weekly manicures.
Not weekly, bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Well, Nina's in a relationship with another woman. And she's so super happy. So now this other woman has come with us, and which is fine. So it's like I'm kind of like a throuple right now with them.
Okay.
When I'm together with them, I've never done anything sexual per se. Never.
What do you mean per se?
I've never like had any kind of physical contact with either one of them.
Emotional?
Not emotional either. I'm just saying they are a couple. They live together. And I just come along for the ride, for the laughs, for the entertainment, as she put it. So she, Nina calls me up and says, would you like to come with us after the manicure and go to the Wee Spa?
Wee Spa, for those who don't know, is a Korean spa near us where it's probably my favorite place in Los Angeles. You get ass naked with people of your gender. You get into these baths with them. Saunas.
Yeah.
And then there's like a kind of a co-ed area that you can hang out clothed.
Well, I didn't know about any of this. I just went along for the laughs, as you put it. I decided, well, this is going to be a good story no matter what happens, but these two are wild and I don't know what's going to happen. So here goes the start of my day. So I said, sure, I'm coming with. So we go, we get our little mani pedis done. And afterwards, we decide we're going to go get some lunch before we go get this this Wee Spa. So now, just prefacing this by saying marijuana is legal in the state of California, so we weren't doing anything illegal.
Why does that need to be prefaced?
Because I am the biggest lightweight on the history of
mankind. Oh my God.
I cannot take a puff of weed without getting completely stoned at night, and during the day it's even worse for me. Meanwhile, I got the professionals over there.
Oh my God.
So we decided to get something to eat and started walking to the restaurant. And on the way, we decided, oh, we'll take a few hits of weed. I take one and I'm like completely gonski. They take like 25 each.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't even understand how they can be I don't know how they can stand up and walk. We walk into this restaurant, which is kind of like an earthy kind of restaurant. They literally start like major public display of affection.
No way.
Not just like they're like into like very aggressive. So I'm like standing there and they are like biting each other's cheeks and licking each other's face and grabbing each other. And I'm like, what is going on?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What am I supposed to do right now? And this is like in front. We're walking into the restaurant and the entire place is like trying to act like they're not noticing this.
And what are you doing?
I'm just walking like a third wheel. I don't know what.
Holy fuck.
They sit together. They're like
they're not trying to include you?
At this point, no.
Oh my God. This point.
Do not jump ahead of the story.
Oh my God.
So we sit down. We get it's a really interesting restaurant. It's called Cafe Gratitude. And this very hippie-like food. You know, the food is all hippie-like. And that waiter comes over and he like, you know, tries to talk to us. And these two are so stoned that it turned into a discussion of the meaning of life type of talk.
Well, all of the the dishes at that place are named like, I am bountiful.
Yes.
I am full.
Yes.
I am human.
I appreciate life. Well,
I am a horny ass motherfucker.
This was going on across the table from me. So the guy comes over and he says, today's question of the day is, how do you find freedom?
Oh my God.
Nina goes into, first, I think I'm coming up something deep. I go, I think freedom is within you. That wasn't good enough.
Are you answering this for the waiter?
He asked us.
But usually that's just like a conversation starter for the people at the table. The waiter doesn't hang around.
Oh, he hung around.
Oh my God.
For like an hour. It seemed like an hour. And they go into, and then of course Nina goes into providing service. Now she didn't even have to say what type of service she's providing.
Oh,
of course.
Oh my God.
Like I still if I post a picture of she and I on my Instagram, I'll get comments like, oh, she helped me all through my high school years and then my first deployment. I mean, seriously.
AKA they're jacking off to her.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so she goes into providing service and the freedom. And then anyway, we leave and I'm like, okay, now what are we going to do? I thought we're going to the spa. No, we decide then she's going to go get a cup of coffee. Now I can't get a cup of coffee in the middle of the day because then I'll be up all night long.
Oh my God.
And I was already stoned and they're like, do you want to get a drink? I'm like, get a drink?
What the fuck?
I cannot drink alcohol in the day and smoke weed.
Oh my God. You're worse than me.
Why do you think you are you?
Oh my God.
They drink, I don't know what kind of espresso, something to make them wired up, you know. We end up, I don't know how we got, we started driving, we find the car. They're completely sober by this time. I'm like still stoned out of my mind. And they start talking about what I am in terms of, all of a sudden Nina says to me, you know what you are? You're a pillow princess, Karen. I said, a pillow princess? Yeah, you're a pillow princess. I go, oh, that's so nice. I've never been called such a nice thing. Last time she told me I'm a submissive, what was it?
I don't know.
A seductive, what was it? A sensitive, submissive or something like that. Sensual, submissive. Now I'm a pillow princess. And I thought she was calling me like something like pretty, pretty princess or some little cute name. I didn't know this was actually a term in the lesbian gay community.
What is it?
They informed me of what this is and I will read it because I looked it up today in the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, you had to look it up days later?
I just want to make sure I'm saying this correctly.
Okay, okay.
A pillow princess is a slang phrase that describes someone mostly in the LGBTQ, LGBTQ.
Oh, my God.
Woman who prefers to receive sexual stimulation more than they do to give it. How did I indicate to them that I would like to receive more than give?
Is that not an accurate statement?
It's 100% accurate. But
pillow princess meaning like they just want to lay back in the pillows.
Lay back. It says a girl in a lesbian relationship who likes the receiving but doesn't like to do the giving.
Wow.
This is the same as a pillow queen, aka the bottom in the relationship. Now, just so you know, she nailed me on that one.
Oh,
but
my God.
But I've never been in a lesbian relationship.
But this might be indicative of all things in life.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm not a giver.
I'm just a receiver.
I think on the spectrum of giving and receiving, you tend towards one of the sides.
Thanks a very lot.
Well, I'm saying, this is, I mean, she hasn't hooked up with you, but she gets a sense and you corroborate it.
That is absolutely not true. I'm in a relationship with my boyfriend, and it's not all me laying back like a goddamn starfish.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So I don't know.
I'm not
going to
put you in a hole.
Although, I've always said that if I was going to experiment with women, it would probably be much more comfortable for me to be the one receiving and close my eyes, pretend that whoever it is doesn't necessarily have to be a man or a woman. It could be whatever.
Okay.
So anyway, this got me thinking, what am I getting myself into? I haven't even got to the Korean spa yet.
Oh, my God. I'm just saying that I think that you do tend to attract men into your life who are very giving.
Like who?
My dad was probably the most generous man I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, so I like
Dee's is extremely generous.
Yes, this is true.
I am extremely generous relative to other people.
I didn't attract you into my life. You came out of my uterus.
So that's what I'm saying. Might be a reason why I have learned this habit.
Or it came from your sibling configuration. It could be anything.
You're blaming this on my sister.
Why does this always get turned back to you now?
It's not a negative. I'm just
saying. It is a total negative. You're basically saying I'm selfish.
I'm not saying you're selfish.
You kind of are, and you're laughing.
I'm not saying you're selfish because you're very giving in a lot of ways.
I like the qualifier there.
In a lot of ways, you're very giving.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. Are we done with the character assassination? I thought it was, first it was a cute little term. Now okay, I begin but, to okay. think it's not a cute little term. In fact, it's like a narcissistic person who likes to lay back and just get pleasure.
I am not saying, no. I think at the extreme, I think at the extremes, people become narcissists or people, selfless people who, that's also not a great quality. Yeah, on the other side.
Codependent versus narcissist.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think that you have that mixed up. But anyway. I think that the selflessness, you can be walked on, you can be spineless. It's not necessarily a great quality. It's the middle ground that we all need to strive for, in my opinion. I tend too much to the other side, to be quite honest. And
when you're having sex, you do only giving.
No, that's not true.
Thank you.
Clearly, but I mean, I think that just
all right, natural- we are just referring to sex right now.
Okay, naturally, I tend towards the giving side because there's not much that someone can give to me if I'm jizzing immediately. Like, just by nature of how things will have to happen, I will be giving more just because there's not, that it's just not even possible that much to give
right.
so much
well,
to me.
Well, anyway, would you like me to continue?
Continue onward with the story. I'm sorry for that little
tangent that caused me to be very defensive. Okay. So we walk into the spa.
Pillow and, Princess.
And the Pillow Princess walks in with the two dominatrix. Seriously, these two tend to like, they call themselves from another world.
Oh, wow. They kind of are.
They do not have the typical jealousy or possessiveness of each other. They are very open to having everybody join in the fun.
Oh my God.
It included me. So, So we get our lockers.
Oh my God.
Everyone's walking around in these towels. Oh no. Nina's like, we do not need towels around here.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, I didn't learn how to do this at all. Like,
oh my
walk
God.
Around nude in front of porn stars and their lovers.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so I'm walking around naked. I'm like, oh, I've just got to do this. I got to do this because I got to talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be this wimp.
I'm literally covering my eyes right now.
Yeah, we're walking around nude. And, you know, but then when you get in there, everybody's kind of naked.
Love it.
Yeah.
This is what makes it the best place in the world for me.
It is very freeing, I got to say.
It's so freeing. Yeah. You become confident. Oh, you. It's an act of that concept of like, in order to experience love, you have to take a risk and put yourself out there and risk failure and being received poorly.
Yeah, as Eleanor Roosevelt says, do something every day that scares you.
Right. So basically, every time I walk into that Korean spa, I'm like, oh my God, is today going to be the day where someone comes up to me and comments on the smallness or the
hugeness
or whatever of my dick or my body or whatever? And no one does ever.
No.
They're always quite respectful. Right. Actually, one time someone tried to pick me up at the Korean spa.
Well, even, you never know. Nobody tried to pick me up, to my knowledge. But
okay, so I'm sorry to make this about me.
It was a little awkward at first, but we got over it. Then we sit down and we do this shower thing. What are you raising your hand for?
I just want to know, by the way, do you want this to be more of a story that you just kind of tell or without me interrupting?
No, I would love you to interrupt
me.
Okay,
then I'll continue
on.
Okay, okay.
As long as you don't say anything negative about me like you did earlier.
No, it wasn't negative. I'm just making an observation. I think that I'm equally at fault for being on the other side of things.
Okay.
And maybe that's a lack of awareness on my end. I might be on your side of things. Let's not go back into
it.
Are
you a pillow princess?
Certainly not.
Would you like to be?
Certainly not.
Would you like to be?
If I could last that long, I would like to be, but that hasn't happened yet.
So I do not even consider myself to be a pillow princess with men. I could be a pillow princess with women.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay. So then we decide to you sit on these little chairs and you start, or little stools, and you start showering.
Oh, no. Some people do that. Not me.
What do you do?
Well, I take the stand-up shower. I'm not going to sit down in those little places where everyone's ass has been.
No. They had this whole system. They knew what they were doing.
The women's side might be different than the men's side.
It's the same system. They just had their own little system of how they do this.
You're talking about Nina and her partner.
Exactly. So okay. We sit down in these little stools. They put these towels over it. You know, there's water coming down. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't even see this difference between the soap and the shampoo and the conditioner.
You're still high at this point?
Of course I'm still high because I had one or two hits. That was it. It's all it took for the rest of the day.
I would never go into that Korean spa high.
I know.
It's way too much of an emotional roller coaster sober.
I was having fun. I was going with the flow.
Can I tell you, by the way, a lot of the time I'm sitting in those baths and I'm just hoping I don't get a boner, because how uncomfortable would that be?
My
mind, of course, goes to the most uncomfortable place, which is like, what would happen if I actually grew an erection? How would people respond around here? And I spend the whole time trying to focus on the dick not going up. And of course, that puts dick juice into the dick.
I would laugh so hard if you did this.
And then I'm getting relaxed.
I know how you are when you go to meditation retreats.
Yes, and then obviously the juices are flowing everywhere, and then I tend to start thinking about women, and then next thing you know, yeah, I'm starting to get hard and I can't get out of the hot tub. I'll sit in there for like 20 extra minutes until my dick goes down.
Okay, well, I didn't have that issue, obviously.
Okay.
I did have the issue of not knowing where this was going, because these two women could go anywhere. I don't know what they planned. I don't know. I felt like I was like a peon being led by the queen and the king. I don't know. I just did not know what was going to happen next.
Oh, my God.
So the next thing you know, we're doing a whole like, I'll wash your back, and then you're going to wash the partner's back. She's going to wash...
Oh,
the other
my
one's
God.
Back. We're all washing, we're combing each other's hair. I'm like getting, I don't even know what is going on here.
Are you getting turned on by this? Be honest.
I'll be honest. I was way too nervous to know what was going on here. I was trying to get turned on, because I was trying to relax and say, oh, this could be really nice. I would say 50% of me was turned on. The other 50% of me was like, where is this going? I've never been to Korean spa. I don't know if people fuck in these rooms. I don't know what's going on
next. No, you're definitely not supposed to hook up in the Korean spa.
And then, and meanwhile, Nina's partner has like this, she's very masculine. I don't know what it's called.
Masculine could be a good descriptor. Yeah.
Masculine. She's very masculine. So she's got her hair like shaved all over except for the top. So Nina was shaving her head, and there was a lot of like all kinds of little PDA.
You can't even tell the story without getting all flustered.
I'm getting all verklempt over here, because I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Because
oh my God.
I literally have never had these kind of experiences.
Oh my God.
So it was fun. I would do it again now that I know what to expect, but I didn't even know, like I was too stoned to know where to put my shampoo. I didn't know if I was putting body wash in my hair.
Oh my God.
I'm walking around with a bathing cap on, a shower cap on, because I didn't want to get my hair wet. I don't know why I gave a shit about my hair, because I'm in a spa, which is getting all sweaty anyway. It was just a very confusing situation for me. Confusing would be the way I would describe it.
Okay.
Anyway, I'd like to say that something else happened, but we just basically went into all these different rooms, and they, of course, can sit in the hot steam, which was like 150 degrees, I lasted about 30 seconds, and I'm like, I'm going to faint. I got to get out of here.
Oh, I like that. Those rooms are the best. I go from those hot ones to the cold bath.
If you were high as a kite, would you be able to handle 150 degrees?
Are you kidding me? No way.
And then they're going, now go into the cold thing. I'm like, I'm not going to be cold.
You didn't go into the cold one? You didn't even do any of these things.
I put my feet in.
Oh.
And then I went into like...
Contrast. You got to do contrast.
I went into one of the rooms for like about 30 seconds where it was kind of cold. And then we went into the rocks room. And then I decided to get playful and throw rocks at Nina's partner.
Oh, I do that.
You throw rocks too?
Anyone I'm with, I start throwing rocks at.
Oh, see, we got the same kind of little funny sense of humor there, aren't we? Funny. Oh my God. So... actually, I'd like to report that something sexual happened, but I think that was the extent of the sexual. We ended up going upstairs, and...
did you eat at that restaurant?
Of course, they got some sweet, sugary something or other, and and again, I did not, because I don't eat sugar. I was like the old drip. And the old wet
boring.
Blanket. Yeah. I didn't drink the coffee. I didn't take 25 hits of weed.
Did you go up to the rooftop?
We went up to the area where all the... It's co-ed.
Yeah. The Jim Jill Bang.
What the fuck?
I love this place, I'm telling you.
The Jim Jill Bang?
The Jim Jill Bang. That's where all the different rooms and the different hot spots are. Okay.
I felt like I was in a dreamlike state.
That's why I love it. So was it a good experience? Would you go back?
I would do it.
Wow.
Only with
it wasn't too dirty for you?
It's very clean, actually. I think.
I know, but I didn't know if you can be a pillow princess. I didn't know if it was too.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. And my new name is going to be Pillow Princess.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'll own the name. You can now call me the Pillow Princess. I forgot to mention, before all this took place, I told Deez what was going to happen. And he's like, whatever you want to do is fine with me. Take all the time you want. I just want to hear about it later on. So it wasn't like he was in the least bit jealous or concerned.
He wanted to use it as a fantasy.
No, I think he wanted not only to use it as a fantasy, but I think he's like, if you want to come back here afterwards, I'll be here. So he thought he was going to get in on this somehow or another.
Oh, my God.
But I think they had other plans for the night.
What?
Yeah, they had some plans.
Meaning without you?
Without me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Which I am not at liberty to say. But suffice to say...
they live a fun life.
They do. And, you know, it's weird because I'm thinking to myself, I was all nervous and everything. And I am like so much wilder than most of my friends would even consider. I mean, most of my friends would think I'm insane for doing any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I felt like a square peg in a round hole there.
Do you think that this whole experience has opened you up to being a bit more accepting of PDA or more likely to try PDA in public?
I've always been into PDA.
Okay. Of course.
I do. I liked it. I say it in the past tense because, I mean, I don't do it as much as when we first started dating someone. Like, I would be all over him in public. I mean, like, kissing like a teenager.
Oh, my God.
And then it gradually dissipates.
Yeah. Why did it do that?
I didn't. It doesn't for Nina and her partner.
Well, they're relatively new.
Yeah, they're relatively new as a couple.
But I think I was just reading an article where it was describing this.
It's part of that whole honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stop appreciating. It's not as exciting because it's not as new.
Right.
Yeah. Well, can I tell you a few new things about my life?
I certainly would love to hear because that's the end. I would like to hear everybody else's. I want to hear about if you could see your family member in my age range doing any of this stuff. And let me know if I sound like I'm too wild or too conservative.
I love that. Okay. I actually don't know if we have enough time to get into all my life.
What?
Stories right now.
Just make a cliff notes, all right?
Okay, so number one, a little update on the girl that I was DMing with who I really liked, and I hadn't spoken to her in 2.5 years. You ready? Do you remember this at all?
No, give the people
I
that
asked
haven't
her
heard.
Out. I asked her. I read all the texts on the show. She said, give me 2 weeks. I'm very busy, but I'm open to the idea of getting together. I gave her 3 weeks. Playing hard to get over there.
I like that.
Then I said, hey, want to take a little wine walk around Echo Park Lake on Friday after work?
Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a wine walk?
I like that. What do you mean wine walk?
You take a walk with wine.
Is that even legal?
I was planning to buy like a can of wine that you wouldn't be able to really see.
Okay.
And then she says the next day.
By the way, a can of wine?
Yeah, fun. They can be fun sometimes.
Okay.
She says, hey, sorry for the delayed reply, but was sort of thinking this over. I'm kind of seeing someone right now, and it's new enough that I'm not sure where we stand on seeing other people, so I'm a little hesitant to say yes.
What the fuck? Now she's got a new excuse?
I don't know how in the 3 weeks that she was busy, that
she
found someone to develop a whole new relationship with.
Yeah.
I don't hold this against her. I think this is a... It still sounds like she's on the fence about it. But anyway, I was so heartbroken that I immediately said, that's all right. I hope things go well with this new relationship. And if not, perhaps the universe will pull us together in another 3 years.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. But it was hard for a little, for like a day there. I was all excited about this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The wine walk. Maybe the can of wine is what turned her off.
No.
Did you tell her that you were going to bring a can?
I didn't say can of wine.
What do you mean? I never even heard of a can of wine.
Sometimes the wine comes in cans these days.
Ugh.
No, they could be fancy, like classy cans.
No.
Okay.
And box wine is also no. Yes, text mom, if Cam should bring a can of wine
on
a date.
It could be fun.
No.
All right.
You know.
All right, whatever, mom.
Maybe
stop.
A can of
Why
beer.
Are you focusing on that little tidbit?
Okay.
Anyway, oddly enough, I'm on Hinge at this moment. I'd never meet up with anyone on Hinge, but sometimes I match with someone.
Okay.
I would like to meet up with someone, but it just hasn't happened yet. I matched with this person who liked me, and then I realized I had invited this girl on to be on our podcast.
Well, how did you find her?
She has a big podcast with her mom.
Cool.
About, should I even say that? Is this going to ruin our potential? Whatever. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Style Like You is like a big Instagram account, and then it became a podcast, and it kind of just shows people of different backgrounds and with different styles.
And you hinged together?
We hinged together, but neither of us mentioned this in our profiles. It was just a coincidence.
That's wild.
But I don't know.
That's what's called fate.
I don't know if we're actually going to get together because, yeah. Well, I didn't say the best opening line.
You don't have to have a best opening line. What's great is that she's already understanding of what it's like to be in a public eye.
Well, she hasn't responded, so who knows if this is going
to
happen.
When you hinge, does that mean that she wanted to be with you or you wanted to be
with her? She saw my profile. She liked the fact that I said, I'm looking for a, and then I filled it in blank, big ass spoon.
She liked that?
She liked it.
Was he like a spoon with a big ass?
I was just joking around and saying a big ass spoon. Okay. I don't know.
It's clever.
It was kind of clever. She liked it. I said, are you a big spoon? Or I said, you a big spoon? And then no response. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, maybe she's busy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, yes, text
mom. Otherwise
we're
going to have her on the show with her mom and we'll see how that goes.
Wow, you guys, yes, text mom about all of this stuff. We gave you so much material to work with.
Right, you're wrapping it up right now?
No, I'm just saying if we don't get some yes, text moms on this one, I will never get it. I mean, you want to talk about Pillow Princess. You want to talk about sliding into the Hinge DMs and all this other stuff.
Two other big announcements.
More?
Okay, number one.
Yes.
I was at a funk dance party on Saturday night with all my friends.
Yes.
I meet this girl. She's married. Her name is Mary, and she's married.
Okay.
She says that off the bat. Okay? So I'm all like, all right, whatever. We can still be friends. We start chatting. She's like, I'm a wonderful wing woman. She says a few inflammatory remarks first, by the way. She tells me, I asked her why she chose to, because she kind of tapped my shoulder and was like, hey, let's talk. That's how we started talking.
She's hitting on you?
Yeah, that was a little bizarre, right? Yeah. But I think she was lonely and she wanted to hang out with someone.
Was her husband there?
No, husband was not there. So I asked her why she chose me, and she said, I looked out of place and shy.
What?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I think she kind of meant it as a compliment because she was like, most of the other people here look like dicks. But I looked out of place, like I'm not a dick, which
what
is
do you,
good.
What do you describe what you actually do when you go to these funk parties? Are you like cowering in the room?
No, I'm in the middle. I try to get away from the speaker as far as possible.
Why?
It's way too loud.
Okay.
And I'm dancing like a little bit of a goofball with my friends.
Well, why would she single you out?
We were close by and she thought, I think she thought it looked nice enough to talk to her, but she said it in a mean way. She asked me for my astrology sign.
Oh, I like Mary.
So I said Pisces.
And she says?
She says, oh, oh. And she like rolled her body around.
What,
like,
is she a Scorpio? Pisces.
She goes, you're attractive, but I would never be attractive to you. Attracted to you.
What, is she a Scorpio?
Scorpio? I don't know what she was. I don't remember that.
Opposite of you.
I don't remember what the fuck she was.
For some reason,
she was not excited about me being a Pisces man. She said she's a lot of Pisces. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Then finally, this is the straw that broke the camel's back where I was like, I don't need any more friends here. Okay?
Okay.
She said, because she was like, I'm a wonderful wing woman. Who do you want to meet? And I said, like, that girl's pretty cute. I'd like to talk to her. And she's like, all right, you could do much better. I go, what? She's very cute. She goes, no, you're like a six. And I'm like, a six?
Oh, my God.
First of all, what does that mean for her if I'm a six? Second of all, why you call me a six? She goes, well, you're a six, but yeah, with your personality, you're a seven.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Mary's going downhill here.
Mary. Sheesh. I go, what the fuck?
I do not
that?
Like Mary.
She goes, well, what do you think? You're a 10? David Beckham's a 10.
What?
Eat my ass, Mary.
What is Mary, by the way?
My friend, I told that to my friend, and he said something very mean.
What? She's lucky to be a three?
He goes, oh, Mary's like a five, and without boobs, she'd be a three.
Oh.
It was actually a woman that said that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, well, that was not the kindest thing I've ever heard in my life. But
well, which one?
She got defensive and
she was protective.
She was
of you.
Protecting me.
Your friend? Oh.
Yeah, it was sweet.
That was very sweet. But truthfully, that was not a nice thing to do. You don't walk up.
I
and
think
say
she was negging me.
That's a neg,
right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, "But you're married. What are you trying to get out of me, Mary?"
And by the way, I don't know how that. I never understand how negging can possibly work for anybody. That sounds like just meanness.
I thought it was kind of funny.
No, it's not funny.
I was. I mean,
a
obviously,
six? A six.
No, with a personality 7.
No. You're at least an 8 or a 9.
Thank you, mother.
Maybe if a 10, but no one's perfect.
Thank you. Thank
David
you.
Beckham is a 10.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. And then she points at this other guy. I was like, what? I go, who's a closer to a 9 or 10? She points at this guy who looks shitty. And I was like, well, you got bad taste, Mary.
Who is this girl with by herself walking in there negging people? And where the hell is her husband? Or maybe she's not even married. Maybe she's a fucking psycho girl.
She was married and she had some friends, whatever. She might have stolen my friend's jacket. I'm not sure.
What?
My friend lost his jacket. I don't know. Okay. The next life update. The next life update.
Holy shit.
And we'll close on this one.
We'll close on Mary, the marvelous Mrs. Mary there. That's she's nuts.
I had a wonderful day last week. Do you know what I did the other day?
Oh, I'm afraid to hear. What?
I got my annual physical.
Oh, I did
my
hear
physical
about this.
Exam.
Oh, my God.
With a new doctor because the previous four doctors did not take enough time
what
to
about
actually
the one,
sit with me and listen to my ailments.
What about the one that said you have a lot of moles?
Yeah, they all say I have a lot of moles. I know I have a lot of moles. I need to get an annual mole check. Actually, this guy didn't suggest I get an annual mole check.
Because maybe the moles are not that big of a deal.
Not relative to the other ailments I was giving him.
What ailments did you give him?
Are you kidding me?
This
I went
poor
from,
guy.
From the crown of the head down to the toes. Bad right eye, floaters in the right eye, migraines, vomiting.
What vomiting?
Left, entire left arm is basically falling off. Can't hold any steering wheel, computer. I started getting into the fact that I was just...
Did you mention premature ejaculating?
Nope, that didn't even come
good.
Up.
That's good.
What was the third thing that I really wanted to chat about?
The most likely, Jock
Itch. Oh, Jock Itch. Yep, nailed it. That's it. Glad that you know all this.
How do I not? You go, you do is complain.
This guy is the best doctor I've seen in years.
He didn't laugh at you.
He didn't laugh at me. He got annoyed only at the end when clearly I overstayed my welcome. I don't know how long these doctor visits usually are.
Probably 15 minutes. How long were you there for?
Hour. Full hour.
A full hour?
Yep.
What the fuck was he doing to you? Did he give you like a prostate exam?
He gave me a physical.
Did you get a prostate exam?
He touched my balls. I was thrilled.
What?
My previous one didn't even say, can I do it?
Why
check
do you
out your
want
balls?
Him touching and, your balls?
Because I need him to give me a testicle exam.
Why?
Because I could have cancer down there.
Oh my God.
Of all the, that's the leading cause of cancer, I think, of people in their 20s or for men in their 20s.
Wait, so you like when a guy touches your balls?
Yes, in this situation, I would go for a daily fucking check if I could.
It's not a sexual thing.
No.
It's just a pure neurotic, anxious, completely Woody Allen-like thing that you do?
No, it is responsible.
It's responsible?
He goes, do you give yourself testicular checks? And I go, oh, yeah, every day.
Every day?
But then I wanted to make sure I got it right. So I was like, yeah, but you should check just in case.
Okay.
And then I was like, what about that thing? He's like, yeah, that's the best deference. I go, I thought so.
Wait, can I ask?
Or the epididymis, he said.
Yeah. What do you think his thought process was when
he
left?
Knew? I at first it started sweet and then he figured out it was nuts.
See, I walk in, I immediately say, I have a lot of anxiety.
I should have said that.
If you say that, they immediately discount most of the things you're saying, which is good.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the guy's concerned.
Why are you thinking that?
Because I got my blood work done. I didn't even have to ask him for any specific blood work. This guy ordered 10 vials of blood from me. 10 vials. I posted a picture on Instagram. People were like, what's going on? Are you okay?
You're a 30-year-old healthy male who's never had a problem in their life. Thank God.
The
Why
phlebotomist?
Does he need 30 bottles of blood?
The phlebotomist was like, oh, wow.
The phlebotomist.
This is going to take a while.
Oh, my God. What? Because you are insane.
I don't know why, but
he
got the lipid panel. I was thrilled. I didn't even have to ask for the lipid panel. I usually have to argue for that. You got the old CBC, cholesterol, sugars. You got the age. Honestly, every test I think
you
he's getting everything done.
Would you get the STD tests?
I'm sure that's part of it, but there's really no need because I've already been tested twice since the last time I've had sex and all negative. But I will say, he did recommend a physical therapist and an ophthalmologist to me.
That is awesome.
And then I start thinking, I'm on my way home from the phlebotomist and I start thinking to myself, what if this guy really thinks I got some problems?
He doesn't think you have problems.
And then that starts giving me even more anxiety.
Yes, he wants to cover his ass because...
Then he asked me to fucking come in 6 weeks to do a follow-up.
6 weeks?
A follow-up appointment? Why?
Because you're insane.
I'm so nervous now. What does he see that I don't see?
Oh my God, if I had only had a... If you guys on the listening to this podcast can only see Cam's face right now.
I'm just very nervous.
His eyes are... open so wide.
Mama, when have you ever gone to the doctor? They order 10 vials.
You were there for an hour and went through every body part and every ailment that no normal human being even thinks about. Of course, he's going to cover his ass because it's the one thing that he misses is something that you've talked about needing help with. Then he's going to be sued. So he orders 30 vials? That should tell you that you're insane.
Well, I find out tomorrow. I'm very excited for the results.
See, I got to be honest.
What?
When I go in? I just tell them right from the bat, I got anxiety. I need these results within like, it's stat.
Oh, wow.
I do.
Oh, wow.
I say stat.
So look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like to worry overnight, let alone like you always go in by the way, on a Monday, because if you go in on like a Friday or something.
I went in on a Friday.
It's the worst. And you got the whole weekend to worry about.
That's exactly. I waited for the week. I waited all weekend waiting for these results. I almost picked up someone in the waiting room with that. Laboratory.
Not if the person heard what you were complaining about. You would not pick up anyone.
In the lab, but not necessarily in the doctor's office.
I realize that. But they sing 30 vials of blood. I know. Who are you picking up?
I don't know, but I thought that was a good place. You pick someone up there, you know they're taking care of themselves.
No, it could be that they got ill. They got something wrong with them.
Well, that's also a little cause for concern. Anyway, so that's the whole
You
saved
the best for last. That is hilarious.
I was thrilled. It was one of the best days of this year.
One of the best days of the year when you go and spend an hour.
I love going to the doctor.
Complaining. In fact, I started a brand new guy.
I got home and I was like, I need to set up an appointment with any doctor. I set up an appointment with a dentist.
Do you think it's possible that this guy went home to his significant other and said, I just had the wackiest patient I've ever had in my life?
Very possible. Very possible. Yep. Very possible.
Okay. And you wonder at this point why people think that you're a little neurotic.
I don't wonder. You spell it out for me very clearly. All right. If you'd like to contribute to our little discussion, shoot us a text or a voicemail at yestextmom. And we'd love to chat with you and hear from you. As always, the best way to keep supporting our show is by sharing it with friends. So please text this episode in our show to a friend who you think would enjoy it on a rainy or sunny day.
Or when they are with their windows up so that they don't get heard by the next car and the next one over.
Okay. You want to sing about Mood?
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. And little Cam with his anxieties.
Very good.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.